The Trump budget proposal calls for major cuts in medical research as the budget finds money for increased defense spending and other administration priorities. Roswell Park President, CEO Candace Johnson says details are so vague it's hard to specify the effects of the cuts, but they are proposed just at a time when medical research is recovering from the cuts during and after the Great Recession. She says it may mean difficulty for young scientists just moving into research when there aren't the grants. Johnson says the National Institutes of Health are essential to the facility.
We have over $80 million in grant funding from various sources, and over half of that is from the NIH. So cuts in that, I mean, it's, you're just cutting out sort of the feet out from under us. These are people that are doing work to find cures for cancer, and they can't do their work without these grants that we get from the NIH.
Johnson says Roswell Park and cancer centers around the country will be pushing members of Congress around the country not to allow those cuts. Members like Clarence Republican Chris Collins, an investor in medical research and supporter of Roswell Park. She says the worst-case scenario is some layoffs. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.